Tonight on the Worldview Report, France becomes the world's first nation to declare a partial lockdown related to climate change. We also have the latest figures for illegal border crossings in May, and it's not pretty. Two GOP congressmen are already making plans for if the Republicans take over the House and the Senate. And let's just say that Dr. Fauci might want to find himself a good lawyer. The Biden administration is pulling out all the stops to get ammunition off the shelves of your local gun stores. We'll share their newest strategy on how they plan to do that. And we have a video of a bizarre Black Power rally that got no attention from the mainstream media on the Juneteenth holiday. All this and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm your host, Brandon House. In a major first for globalist one world types, Emmanuel Macron, who is a shill for Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum, has declared a climate lockdown in France. According to a report by the RARE Foundation, the French citizenry is no longer allowed to think and decide for themselves, but need an all-powerful, all-knowledgeable state to tell them whether it's safe to go outside. RARE Foundation writes, quote, in France, World Economic Forum young global leader Macron was recently confirmed as president in an allegedly fair and democratic vote. Undeterred, he continues with Klaus Schwab's globalist agenda, end quote. In parts of France, temperatures rose this week to around 104 degrees Fahrenheit. RARE Foundation further noted, quote, that is enough to patronize citizens who apparently cannot take to the streets without the help of President Macron, who is loyal to the WEF. All of this, of course, is part of the climate change agenda, which, based on what is believed to be a so-called majority of scientists, claims that human-caused climate change threatens our very existence. The unscientific procedure in which no criticism or counter-opinion is allowed corresponds to the procedure for approving and distributing the COVID injections, end quote. Interestingly, celebrations of June 18th, an important French holiday commemorating resistance to Hitler's Germany, were also banned. The June 18th appeal was Charles de Gaulle's first speech after he arrived in London in 1940 after the Battle of France. Broadcast to Fitchy, France by the British Broadcasting Corporation, or BBC, the speech is often credited with marking the start of the French resistance to the Nazis. It is considered one of the most important speeches in the history of the nation. In the madness of the 21st century, however, resistance is no longer planned, so it is certainly not going to be celebrated. Something as simple as warm weather was enough to cancel the celebrations. Official French government statements justify the lockdown by saying, quote, it's about people's health, end quote. This sentence has probably been well practiced in the last 2.5 years. The World Economic Forum's already pre-planned bans on gas-fueled vehicles fits well into the concept of a climate lockdown. Joe Biden's regime seems to be heading in that direction as well, with the national average of gasoline prices now hitting $5 a gallon. At what point are people going to be forced to park their cars and stay home? As America mourns the lives of 19 students lost in the Robb Elementary School shooting that took place last month in Uvalde, Texas, the people of the town are demanding answers. Unfortunately, as BizPak Review reports, it doesn't look like the city's elected leaders plan on giving them any answers anytime soon. Several citizens, including local journalists and parents, were asked to leave Uvalde City Council meeting on Monday evening, June 20th. The group was told they were getting the boot because the city council members and law enforcement felt, quote, intimidated, end quote. A chaplain was also removed from the meeting, but not before making a plea to hear, quote, the truth of why they didn't protect our kids, end quote. Video from the meeting reveals the tense situation of parents wanting information and city officials arrogantly shutting them down. Watch this.
So why aren't you allowing reporters to stay in the building, sir?
People are intimidated.
Intimidated by who? It's by just, reporters?
Yeah.
Just, so we have to leave the building is what you're saying? Because people are intimidated by us.
Yes.
What we want is the truth. Come then and protect our children.
What people are intimidated? The officers?
Can we have you exit the building, please?
Are you a parent, sir?
Yeah, yeah. And my kids were scared.
So you want? So you're asking all reporters to leave because someone's intimidated by us?
Outside, but not
no, but
building.
This is a city building, right?
Are you going to pay a water bill or anything?
No, I'm just asking.
Well, then now you'll have to wait outside.
And the reason is because you said?
Because of that, sir.
Because people are intimidated by us. Because why would they be intimidated by us? Can I ask you why they would be intimidated by us?
No, sir, I can't ask you to leave again, please.
I understand that, but why would they be intimidated by us?
Well, that appears to be your classic stonewalling. And when that happens, the only way to break through the wall will be to file lawsuits under the state's open records law. In other news, the latest Biden regime disclosures in Biden versus Texas revealed that in May, the Department of Homeland Security released 95,318 illegal migrants into the United States after they were apprehended at the U.S.-Mexican border in Texas, bringing the total number of illegal migrants released there under the Biden administration to over 1 million. That's a population larger than the number of residents in the Biden's home state of Delaware. They're being released at a rate of 2,115 per day. And these are just the ones that were caught. We have no idea how many others evaded Border Patrol agents and snuck into the country undetected. The Center for Immigration Studies reports that, according to disclosures in Texas's lawsuit against the federal government, it was revealed that DHS encountered 239,416 illegal aliens at the southwest border in May alone. Of that number, according to DHS, just short of 100,700 were expelled under Title 42, and an additional 13,755 were removed or returned under the Immigration and Nationality Act. That reveals that even though it's a public health order, Title 42 is critical to managing the chaos at the southwest border, underscoring the importance of U.S. District Court Judge Robert R. Summerhays' May 20th order preventing the CDC from terminating Title 42. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. Years ago, when I invented my pillow, I was faced with every adversity you could think of. No retailers wanted to sell my pillow. That's come full circle. Vendors took advantage of me, and I was copied by China. Well, by the grace of God, I was able to get through all that and learn from it. I have a passion to help other U.S. entrepreneurs, and that's why I created my new platform, mystore.com. We have hundreds of products from amazing entrepreneurs, and to celebrate, I'm going to put my pillows on mystore.com right now. You can get my standard my pillows regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get my standard queen size, regular $79.98, now only $29.98. Or you can get my premium king size, regular $89.98, now only $34.98. So go to mystore.com and use that promo code on your screen to get huge discounts on all my store products. Thank you and God bless.
Welcome back. Revolver News has a fantastic article up on its website that analyzes the current state of the Democrat and Republican parties, both of which appear to be in disarray, unable to relate with the current political sentiment among regular Americans in the nation's heartland. Revolver observes that politically compromised, barely functioning President Biden has surveyed the political landscape and, incredibly, has chosen transgenderism as the hill he chooses to die on. With inflation skyrocketing, the economy collapsing, shortages ravaging America, a human invasion pouring over the border, and, quote, repeated international humiliations, end quote, Biden and his administration are declaring an all-out war to promote transgenderism in every corner of America, so Revolver notes. Biden planned to sign a sweeping new executive order on June 22nd that aims to protect LGBTQ youth from a myriad of conservative state laws that seek to prevent mutilating surgeries, chemical hormone blockers, and other atrocities. The executive order aims to use the power of the federal government to push back on laws in states like Texas and Florida that have restricted access to the bizarre forms of health care offered to transgender youth and barred discussion in elementary schools about gender and sexual orientation. That report is according to The Hill. Under Biden's new order, absolutely zero restrictions can be placed on schools bombarding children with morally degenerate sexual and gender propaganda. And then, as Revolver notes, quote, permanently mutilating their genitals will be tolerated in Joe Biden's America, end quote. Biden is clearly raising the stakes on transgenderism. Revolver closes with this million-dollar question, quote, will the GOP fold, let the Biden administration win, and let every school in America become a transgenderism factory forever, end quote. It further adds, quote, despite what D.C. consultants might tell you, Republicans should accept Biden's challenge. Until recently, the GOP's response to the transgender epidemic has been fearful, tepid, and timid. Republicans fear cancellation. They fear backlash from the extreme left, and they fear a replay of the fight over gay marriage from a decade ago. This fear must be banished. The Democrat campaign to abolish male and female and transify America is something worth fighting against and worth doing so loudly and energetically, end quote. Well written. In other news, according to a UN World Health Organization report, 99% of cases of the monkeypox are detected in men, most of them homosexual. A total of 42 countries, both endemic and non-endemic, have reported 2,103 laboratory-confirmed cases of monkeypox since the beginning of the year. That's according to the WHO. The World Health Organization has decided to drop the distinction between endemic and non-endemic countries now that the monkeypox is becoming more widespread. According to a report by the Weather Channel, the WHO issued a statement that read, quote, we are removing the distinction between endemic and non-endemic countries, reporting on countries together where possible to reflect the unified response that is needed. A total of 2,103 laboratory-confirmed cases, one probable cause, and one death have been reported to the WHO from 42 countries between January 1st to June 15th, end quote. Over 98% of monkeypox cases have been reported since May of this year, and with Europe reporting 84% of those cases. Of these cases, a whopping 99% of all monkeypox cases are reported in men and, quote, most self-identified as men who have sex with other men, end quote, so the United Nations agency said. Another website summed up the situation this way, quote, the UN health body is set to hold an emergency meeting on June 23rd to determine whether to classify the global monkeypox outbreak as a public health emergency of international concern. So basically, the ruling class is going to meet to decide what smaller ruling classes should do to the public, because 2,100 people globally, with a population approaching 8 billion, have gotten a sexually transmitted lesion, end quote. We brought you a story earlier this week about the U.S. government shutting down one of the nation's biggest ammunition plants in Missouri. Now, we have part two of that story. As the Biden regime demands tougher gun control laws in the wake of recent mass shootings, U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz has noted something strange about this administration's firearms policy. The Tampa Free Press reports that one department seems to be hoarding ammunition, and not one normally associated with law enforcement. It's the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS. Gaetz discussed the issue with Breitbart Radio on Saturday. He pointed out, in just 1 3-month span from March 1st to June 1st, the IRS has purchased $700,000 worth of bullets. Gaetz responded saying, quote, "The IRS should be people in cubicles with green eye shades and calculators. They shouldn't be people with guns and ammo," end quote. He said Republicans in Congress want answers, adding, quote, "There is concern that this is part of a broader effort to have any entity in the federal government buy up ammo to reduce the amount of ammunition that is in supply, while at the same time making it harder to produce ammo," end quote. If that happens, Gaetz added, quote, "you cannot fully exercise the complement of your Second Amendment rights if you are unable to acquire ammunition in your own country, because your government has reduced the production of that ammunition, and then, on the other hand, tried to soak up the supply," end quote. On Friday, the journal Andrology published a peer-reviewed paper showing massive decreases in sperm counts among men after the second dose of Pfizer's mRNA COVID jab. Based on counts from men who donated sperm to 3 fertility clinics in Israel, this finding is devastating, medically and politically, so reports Alex Berenson. It cuts to the heart of the hottest button question of all about the mRNA shots, Berenson notes, and that is whether the shots have hidden fertility risks. Berenson adds, quote, "that issue has simmered since early 2021, following my reporting that data showed the shots had caused excess miscarriages in rats, and other reports showing that measurable amounts of vaccine reached the ovaries and testes in tests in rats. Ever since media so-called fact checkers and public health authorities have dismissed and mocked the concerns and anyone who raises them," end quote. And now, the FDA has given the go-ahead for COVID shots in children as young as 6 months old. That decision came down earlier this week, making the U.S. the only nation in the world to allow mRNA injections in children under the age of 7. This is tragic and it's infuriating. And those of you that are regular listeners and viewers know exactly why. There's a faint cry of warning coming from America's grain heartland. Buy your flour now. It may not be available in a few months. In America's top wheat growing state, Kansas, things are not going well in a year when we needed more grain, not less, to make up for losses from Ukraine and Russia. The culprit? Bad weather conditions. This time of year, the wheat growing in western Kansas should be thigh high and lush and green. But as a month-long drought continues to parch the land in the region, many fields tell a different story. That's according to a report by the website strangesounds.org. Farmer Vance Emick, while surveying a wheat field near his land in Lane County, said, quote, "there's nothing out there. It's dead. It's just ankle-high straw," end quote. across western Kansas, many fields planted with wheat months ago now look like barren wastelands. That's according to the report. The gapping spaces between rows of brown, shriveled plants reveal hardened dirt that's scarred with deep cracks from baking in the sun. The article points out that all of the years for drought to hit western Kansas wheat farmers, it couldn't have come at a worse time. Even with wheat selling for near record high prices as the war in Ukraine disrupts the world's food supplies, many farmers in western Kansas won't have any to sell. And those who made it through the drought with enough crop to harvest will likely end up with far fewer bushels than they had last year, a downturn that limits the state's ability to help ease the global food crisis. Projections estimate that more than one of every 10 wheat fields in Kansas will be abandoned this season due to drought. The U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates that wheat fields statewide will average roughly 39 bushels per acre this year, down sharply from 52 bushels per acre last year, all because of too much heat and not enough rain. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Well, now it's time for tonight's Worldview Report nightly commentary. Armed black supremacists gathered in Natchez, Mississippi on Sunday to commemorate Juneteenth, a day virtually no one ever spoke about until Joe Biden made it a federal holiday. The marchers chanted, quote, arm yourself or harm yourself, end quote, along with racialized slogans that don't sound very American, inclusive, or democratic. But you won't hear a peep about this rally on other newscasts. What we're about to show you is chilling, but it's real, and it's part of our society, and few want to admit it actually exists. Watch this.
Look to your right.
Black power!
The days of sitting back, black people, is over. Arm yourself!
We've heard a lot from Joe Biden's Justice Department about white supremacy and far-right violent extremists. In recent weeks, however, we've seen white liberals making threats of violence over a potential Supreme Court decision overturning the federal right to an abortion. Now, we see black radicals threatening violence. Where are the DHS bulletins? Where are the DHS threat assessments? Where is Attorney General Merrick Garland's office on this issue? Where are the DHS memos warning Americans to report information they think could lead to a violent offense from black extremists or from far left extremists? Imagine if that were a white power, white supremacist group marching through an American city in the Deep South, armed to the teeth and shouting such slogans like you just saw in that video. You would have seen it on every corporate mainstream news outlet in America. And you would have heard about it nonstop from outlets like CNN and MSNBC, with the talking heads giving one commentary after another. Joe Biden and his spokespersons would, of course, be condemning it. The GOP would be falling all over themselves to condemn it. But because this was a black power group, all you hear are crickets from the corporate media, which operates in collusion with the administrative state. The establishment wing of both major political parties, the CIA, the FBI, the DHS, and so on and so forth, they all operate in concert together in their messaging and propaganda and narrative. Fair and balanced is no longer in vogue, even at Fox News. So they won't talk about the disturbing Juneteenth rally in Mississippi either. Not at Fox News. What about Newsmax? Forget it. That's why more and more Americans are turning in to the Worldview Report, where we actually report the news. We're small, but we work hard, and we try to show you the news nobody else wants you to know about. And in fact, we are growing. We've now been picked up by 5 different networks. I think actually we're now up to 6 different networks. Broadcast outlets have now picked up the Worldview Report, and now you know why. Well, thank you for tuning in. That's our show for tonight. But remember, we are a listener-supported broadcast. You can support us in 1 of 3 ways. 1, go to MyPillow.com. Use that powerful promo code B66. Please be sure to use B66. That's how we get credit. That's what funds the show. There are 7 of us that work on this every day. Total of 15 man hours. It's a lot of time for one 30-minute newscast, but you see the professionalism and all that goes into it. So please, help yourself. Go to MyPillow.com. Mike now has MyPillow as low as $19.88, the lowest ever, in his response to Walmart canceling him. So he's passing the savings on to you directly. MyPillow as low as $19.88 when you use that powerful promo code B66. But don't forget, there are pet beds, sheets, towels, blankets, robes, the slippers, so much more at MyPillow.com. But use that promo code, will you please? B66. Then you can go to WVWTVstore.com. We've been distributors of freeze-dried food with a 25-year shelf life since 2016. Why did we do that? Because we saw what was coming, and our audience was actually asking us where to get emergency freeze-dried food because they heard I'd gotten some in 2013 for my family. So we became distributors. It's a big part of our general operating budget. I know you can buy it somewhere else. So thank you for purchasing it from us at WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. Finally, you can also just make a contribution and support this broadcast by going to WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com and make a contribution of any size. Thank you so much. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. WVWFoundation.com. Thank you so much for watching. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.